you began with a bang last week, the onside kick. Could you just talk about how long you've been plotting that, or just the execution?
Well, we have stuff up every week. You know, we have onsides and fakes in every week. It's just a matter of the looks that, you know, that people give us and you know, whether we can get them called or not. You know, there's a lot of times when we have to check out of looks, to be honest with you. I mean, I'll bet you there's been 15 times this year at least that we've had to check out of looks and to check out of fakes and things like that. So, we were fortunate enough to get the look that we had practiced with and things like that. You know, it ended up working out. Catman hit a hell of a kick. Like I said, we got the look that we wanted executed it the way, you know, that we drew it up and everything. And it worked out. So it was a good way to start the game and got the momentum in our favor and everything like that. So it was pretty happy with it.
So Todd doesn't sign off on it until you see the look. Like, you have to, like, see that it's set up the way that you want. So it's, like, within, like, seconds or minutes of the
game. Yeah, I'll show him the looks, you know, that potential stuff that we have during the week, you know. And I'll go in with an armful of tape, so to speak, and I'll show him what we possibly have. Here are the looks that we possibly have for the week, and here's the stuff that I want to do, and he'll okay the stuff or nix the stuff that we have, and I'll say, here, you know, here's the looks, and he'll say yes or no, and you know, we'll either do it or we don't. So that's kind of how it works.
Doing that to open the game, though, Brent, is that him saying, how about we try this to open the game, or is that you suggesting that?
That's both of us. You know, I was pushing hard for it, to be honest with you, you know, because a lot of times if they get a good look at it to start the game, they'll adjust for it the second time. So, to be honest with you, that was a lot me pushing for it the first time because they will adjust for it the second time.
How good is it that the coach has to trust that you're pushing for that, especially at the start of the game, that he trusts you in that situation?
You know, I think that, yeah, he has to trust me a little bit on that for sure. You know. But it was the certain look that he had saw and that he had seen on tape as well. So, you know, I think that when you have those kind of looks that you see and you know, I think you can take advantage of those certain looks. You know, I think that he thought that we could do that, and I think that's why he okayed it.
How amped are you as a special teams coordinator when you get the okay there? It's like kick on the.
You know, you're amped, but hell, you're also, you know, a little nervous too. Right, if you don't get it, but you know, fortunately enough, we got it.
When you get a return that gets called back, does that change the way you look at it at all when you're kind of breaking it down this week and trying to make corrections?
Oh, sure. You know, I think that you know, there was actually two penalties on that play, but it also doesn't change it for me, because for me, you know, I treat it as though they got the damn touchdown. So, because we didn't do a good job of stopping the vertical like is taught every day. We didn't do a good job stopping the return, obviously, and we had done a hell of a job of pinning them inside the 25 times and covering kicks the whole game. And I didn't think we did a worth a damn on that certain coverage of keeping the focus all through the four quarters. And we let one slip through our hands right there. And, you know, I wasn't happy with it for sure.
When you look back at Cannizzaro's year, previous year, how important is the center holder continuity helped him this year in comparison to what he did last year with Arizona?
Well, you know, when we looked at him on tape, I think he had three different holders, two or three different snappers. And that is a huge, huge deal for a kicker. Until, you know, I became a special teams coach, I really truly didn't understand how big a deal that really is. And all I had seen from him is when we played him out there last year, and here he is in pregame, and I'm watching this kid kick and just stroke 60 yarders in pregame, and, you know, and his ball fight's perfect, and his ball rise and everything like that was, you know, was amazing. And the job he did against us, in that game was he did a hell of a job against us. So when he became available, you know, I was first in line to call Todd and to call Mike and everything. Hey, we got to get this kid. We got to get this kid. So, you know, because I had seen the talent that he had. And he's a hell of a kid. And I had heard that from Bruce Arians himself. And so, you know, I think that he's done a hell of a job. And it was a confidence thing for him. he's come in here and he's done a great job of coming in and getting his confidence back. And I think he's provided this team with a lift. Every touchback is, we call it a forced tackle, because it's a tackle that we don't have to make. You know, what I'm saying, we don't have to cover. And I don't know how many he's got, but I'd venture to say it's probably 45 to probably 55, somewhere in there already. It's, you know, that we didn't have to cover because he's got touchbacks. So, you know, when you have a weapon like that, it's really a big weapon.
You look at what Hennessy has done this first season as a pro. How has he progressed? I know you said in the beginning of the season that he had a bright future. Is that still your evaluation? How has he progressed?
Without question, I think he's come in, and when you don't hear a long snapper's name, you know he's doing a great job, right? I think he's going to play a long, long time in this league. He can block. He can cover. He's smart. He's done everything that we thought he would do when we got him here. I think he's going to do. He's going to play in this league a long, long time. He's done a hell of a job.
How are New England's special?
Damn good. They're always good. They you know, they always have handful of guys that they go out and get and they do nothing but play special teams, and they keep those guys around for years and years, and you know, they have good returners and they do a good job of coaching. You know, I think they're good in all phases. I think their punter controls the returners. Their kicker's obviously one of the best. You know, their gunners are really, really good. And so I think it's a big challenge for us, especially going up there. but looking forward to the challenge, and we'll see what happens.
You always hear about Slater, and rightfully so. He makes a lot of Pro Bowls. Who else has caught your eye on their coverage teams?
Well, they got Batamosi, Jones, Bolden. Hell, they've got a bunch of people. They've got a bunch of new guys that weren't there last time. 47's doing really well. They've got a bunch of guys. You know, Ebner got hurt, but he was doing really well. They have done a hell of a job of, even when guys go down, you know, they go in and scout people and bring guys in that play really well. Grissom's a hell of a player, comes in and does a nice job for them. So I think that is a unit that you know, they schematically, they give you some problems. They do some really nice things. You know, Amendola's a hell of a punt returner as well. So I think it's a unit that we're going to have to be on, you know, on point for sure.
From your time in this league, where does Slater rank in terms of, like, all-around special teams players you've seen?
I think he's top two for sure. I think he's one of the best. Just, you know, because I think I said it in here before. I think the kid just plays harder than anybody in the league. He's fast as hell. He plays hard. You know, he outruns everybody, and he plays harder than anybody. I think he's one of the best for sure.
Who else is in that conversation?
I would say that the kid from Arizona is one of the best. I forget his name. 35. Geez, name escapes me, but he's one of the corners from Arizona. He's a really, really good player, too. They're both very good players. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Where does Dan's upside?